This is the Michael Bryan Show.
Inspire, empower, and educate with Matthew Sanjari. Matthew, what have you overcome or achieved?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of things I've overcome, you know, about 12 years ago, I got into a pretty horrific car accident. It was quite traumatic. I, at that point, you know, life was going pretty well. Had a pretty good job, pretty good setup. Really, honestly, I felt like things were progressing well. And then one night, I was driving home late at night in the Canadian countryside, and two horses jumped out onto the road. Couldn't avoid them, and my car collided with the two horses. The car absolutely got totaled, and I was within 3 inches of dying. Missed a couple of ditches, and ended up kind of forcing my way out of the vehicle. Again, it was late at night. I think it was 10 minutes to midnight in the country, so you know, houses were pretty spread out. Ended up making my way over to just the closest door I could find and started banging on the door. And it wasn't for a few days later, you know, that I started to realize just a lot of the physical and mental effects that that accident left on me. I mean, chronic pain, cluster headaches, you know, disability diagnosis. And it was during that time that I started to realize, as going through different specialists and doctors, that, you know, while people were doing their job, it really felt like I was getting labels put on me that I really didn't expect, nor did I want, right? People telling me, hey, this is, you know, physically what the outcome is going to be. This is mentally what the outcome is going to be. This is what you have to look forward to or not to look forward to. And so it really felt, in the aftermath of the accident and for months and even, you know, some years afterwards, that that was kind of going to be my lot in life, that, you know, chronic pain, not being able to work a full-time job, you know, the reality of living kind of at the mercy of my medical diagnosis or symptoms was pretty much going to be my lot and what I was going to have to deal with. And so my journey for the last 12 years has been overcoming that diagnosis, working through it. You know, there are still rough days. I'm still in the middle of it, but, you know, going on to do public speaking, going on to start multiple businesses, going on to mentor people, and going on to get my health the best I can back into my control, have been just some of the things that I've been able to overcome over the last 12 years, and have really helped me really push past what that initial diagnosis and what those initial fears really were.
What are some of the things that you're doing to help with, whether it's managing or overcoming the pain, the diagnosis, that sort of thing?
Yeah. And you know what, in the beginning, it was really easy to get down and to get negative because it felt like I had no answers, and it felt like no amount of self-help or motivational, inspirational content was going to do it. But I think I just came to a realization. I remember, you know, about 4 years in, we're 12 years in now, but about 4 years in, I looked in the mirror. I had this moment, you know, I was quite overweight at the time, you know, a side effect of the accident, not eating well, constantly being in pain. And I looked and said, you know, I can't control a lot of things, but I wonder if this is something that I can control. I wonder if this is something I can work on. And I started to develop that mindset that said, you know, if I can affect this part of my health, you know, I can't control everything, but if I can work on this one part, what is that going to lead to? And slowly but surely, over the course of the next year, year and a half, 2 years, I ended up getting my weight to a much healthier place in terms of my vitals. And it really just started from taking a day-to-day approach of what can I control, right? There's a lot that I can't control, but what can I control? And that mindset shift not only was drastic for my health, it started to change my relationships, started to change my business, how I approach business. I started to find success in that. And ultimately, it changed my life. And it's kind of where I'm at today now as a business coach, trying to help people and realize that that's not just a great self-help mantra. It's not just a really nice, inspirational piece. You know, if you are willing to take things day by day and actually do the things that are within your control, I think sooner rather than later, you're going to start to see shifts in your life. And I think you'll be amazed at how the domino effect of how it spills over across the different areas of our lives.
You mentioned it a little bit earlier, Matthew, but what would be the three biggest lessons that you learned from having the near-death experience?
Yeah, I definitely think, you know, actually, if you were to sit down and take an account of your life, the truth is we all go through, you know, trauma. We all go through hardship. We all go through heartache. But if you sit and you take an account for your life, there's a lot of things that you can't control. What is it that you can control? I think that was the first thing that I had to do, was I had to take inventory of my life, right? There was a lot of things that weren't great, whether they were my fault or not. There was a lot of things that were unhealthy, again, whether, you know, my circumstances or not. And I had to decide and take inventory and say, what can I control? So I think that was the first lesson. And I started to get into this place. I'm a numbers guy. And I think whether you're a numbers person or not, this second piece is really important, I think, as well. And it's, you know, you can't manage what you don't measure, you know, whether it's in business, whether it's in, you know, a weight loss journey, whether it's in, you know, wanting to get on track with your finances. You cannot manage or even multiply what you're not measuring. And I think for me, I started to actually put information to paper, numbers to paper, not just goals, but okay, this is where I'm at today. Today was a 7 on 10, or, you know, this is what I weigh today, or, you know, this is the reality of my financial situation. And when I started to put those numbers to paper, honestly, it was crazy, because I could start to track the progress, right? I could actually start to manage what I was measuring. And so I think between those two things, those were pivotal lessons. And I think the third was just finding good community. And again, that can seem so basic, but for me, as someone of faith, it was really important to be surrounded by people that understood my journey. And even if they didn't understand it, that supported me on it, that showed empathy. It's so, especially when you want to overcome something, it's so much more difficult to go about it alone. And I don't think any of us are designed to do life alone or to do life isolated. And so to go through this journey and to slowly kind of build a team, or an army of friends and family that weren't just there for token support, but that were actually in my corner, I think that as a third piece, that was just so crucial, actually surrounding myself with people that actually supported me and were there for me.
If you could change anything, would you do anything differently?
Yeah, Michael, I would have been much smarter 12 years ago in how I went about things. But no, I think looking back, I just wish that I had had that realization sooner. I think it's so normal as humans to live in our feelings and live in our emotions. And I think I did that for a long period of time. But around that 4-year mark, like I said, something just clicked. I looked and said, okay, something needs to change. And that change probably has to start with me, right? Nobody's coming to rescue me at this point. The medical diagnoses are piling up. My health is deteriorating. My business is in shambles. I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. And I think that idea that, you know, what can I control? What can I take action on? I just wish I had started that sooner. And that's what I try and tell people today, you know, in my business coaching, you know, in life, in a lot of my, you know, mentorships, it's, hey, you know, what can you, if you were to take inventory of your life, what can you take responsibility for right now? Because if you take responsibility and you take ownership, you can probably act on it. And I think that you would be amazed as you start to chart that out, how changing one thing in one area will cascade and have an effect across different areas of your life.
For those that want to learn more about you, Matthew, how can they do that? Where can they go? How can they find out more about you?
Yeah, great. You can go to my website, consultingbyprime.com. That's for my business coaching business. Or you can follow me on Instagram, Matthew Sanjari. That's Sanjari. So consultingbyprime.com or Matthew Sanjari on Instagram.
Thanks so much for being a guest on the show. Feel free to subscribe, share the show, leave a review wherever you are listening into your podcasts.